A group of scientists from Oregon State University actually just presented a 2-year study at the Society for Nutrition Education and Behavior annual meeting. And the goal of this study was to look at soccer players. So a lot of kids play team sports in high school, and they wanted to see, could they use that as the way in to help convince kids that they needed to eat more healthfully. So they basically divided these teams into 2 groups. One was a control group. One was given a whole lot of information and life skill workshops, and they got regular newsletters, etc., on healthy eating and physical activity. And the goal of the study was to see, could they reduce saturated fat and added sugars, increase fruit and vegetables, and keep these kids active when they weren't playing soccer? I mean, we know they're going to get a ton of activity when they're on the field, but what about off season?
Did researchers get positive results in reaching teens?
They did. They actually got very positive results. So the group that was the intervention group. So they got they were the ones that got all the information and life skills, etc. And they, over this 2-year period, they cut added sugars in their diet by an average of 12 grams per day, and they decreased saturated fat by about 3 grams per day. By comparison, the control group actually increased their intake of added sugar by 10 grams, and the researchers did not report on the saturated fat levels in that group. Neither group did very well on adding more fruits and vegetables, but they also didn't decrease their fruit and vegetables, so that's good news. But the researchers concluded that team sports could be a really great vehicle to help get attention of teens. You know, they want to perform well on the field, and they're in a team sport, and it's coaches or scientists, not parents, telling teens that this might be a good thing.
Is there additional evidence to support that these messages are actually getting through to teenagers?
We're starting to see that actually teens are craving this information, which is not what we would necessarily expect. And and I've had some personal knowledge with this. I worked with the U.S. Department of Agriculture on a program to reach low-income teens, and we then developed curriculum that we pilot tested. And one of the schools we did that was the Thurgood Marshall Academy in Anacostia. Before the study began, we were surprised that teens really wanted to know more about how to eat healthfully, and they care a lot about their appearance. They also were seeing a lot of adults in their lives who already have weight-related diseases like type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Mm-hmm. And frankly, many of them expressed concern that this was their future. They could see how much some of the adults in their lives were struggling, and they really wanted to make changes. So it was a captive audience. And basically, we started to see that the kids were drinking more water rather than sugar-sweetened beverages. They were also starting to snack a little bit more on fruits and vegetables. And what was really interesting to us is that they were actually going home and sharing this information with their parents and trying to get them to either be more active or eat more healthfully. So it was encouraging to us and to USDA that maybe teens could actually be agents of change in their own families.